Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Federal investigators are now looking into the cause of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others in Southern California yesterday. There was heavy fog in the area at the time. A lot of people are stopping by a memorial outside the Lower Merion High School gym where Kobe Bryant got his start. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Lower Merion High School.
Flowers, signs, sneakers, basketballs, jerseys, and more make up this memorial by the entrance to the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium. Some, like Donald King of Sharon Hill, were in the stands to see Kobe in high school. He says he could tell Kobe had it.
Total eruption. You know what I mean? It was always exciting. Even in high school, we knew Kobe was going to be the man.
Shaheem drove there from North Philly to drop off flowers. He was born the year Kobe was drafted, 1996, and he kept track of his legendary matchups.
I've watched literal VHS tapes of Kobe Bryant versus Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant versus Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant versus LeBron James.
Bryant is LM's most famous alumnus and remained a booster to the end. KYW's Pat Loeb reports on the spontaneous gathering and memorial there.
Nick Judaro was nearly too overwhelmed to speak. He never met Bryant, but his three sons went to Lower Merion, where Bryant, class of 96, would come back to visit and remained an inspiration.
He was a big supporter of Lower Merion hoops, so just a sad day.
Bryant led the Aces to the state championship and put the school in the spotlight when he brought Brandy to his senior prom and made it part of his introduction in every game of his career.
I mean, he is how we are identified around the world, so this is a difficult time for our community.
Bryant was never shy about showing his hometown pride, especially when it came to a sandwich shop that made his favorite Philly cheesesteak. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
The staff here at Larry Steaks on 54th Street, just across from the St. Joe's campus here in the Winfield section, is devastated by the news of Bryant's death. Bryant was a regular customer when he was in town and loved to chat with fans and pose for photos and selfies.
His photo even appears on the Larry Steaks menu. Moaz Abid, the shop's manager, tells CBS3 he saw Bryant 6 months ago.
He was here in Philly and he asked about the nice cheesesteak for him, like the belly filler size, the big size for him, and the root beer soda.
Abid says Larry's even filled a special phone order for Bryant. He called for a sandwich for his August 23rd birthday and the shop packed it up with all the fixings and sent it across the country. SEPTA's new general manager is settling into her job, and she's already got an eye on the bottom line. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
SEPTA considers a fare increase every 3 years, and now is the time to talk about one, says new general manager Leslie Richards.
I can tell you we need more revenue in order to deliver the system that this region deserves.
Richards is also lobbying in Harrisburg for continued levels of funding dedicated to transit. She says big cities like Boston, Washington, and Chicago have more money earmarked for infrastructure.
It's pretty amazing what SEPTA's been able to do with a capital budget of around $700 million, almost half of what comparable agencies have had to work with.
SEPTA's discounted $1 transfers available only on the SEPTA Key Fare card. Cash-paying riders changing from, say, a bus to the L have to pay another full $2.50. Richard says she's concerned about equity, but she also wonders how the agency would make up the $14 million in annual revenue if transfers were eliminated. The African American Children's Book Fair is coming back. The one-day fairs is coming Saturday, and dozens of authors from across the country will be there. Here's KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
If you want to create a reader at home, give them the knowledge and choice.
Vanessa Lloyd Skimbadi founded the African American Children's Book Fair 28 years ago. The one-day event draws thousands of families from across the region.
There are hundreds of books featuring diverse characters and stories about people of color, as well as authors and illustrators.
We have 8 of the 13 African Americans who won the New York Times list last year who will be in Philadelphia.
The afternoon will include activities that promote the joy of reading and allow kids and parents to browse some of the most popular children and teen books. The African American Children's Book Fair is free and takes place Saturday from 1 to 4 at Community College of Philadelphia. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.